Well, hello, everybody. How are you doing? How are you doing? This is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show, episode number 145. How are you doing, everybody? How are you doing? Thanks for being here on Tuesday. Thanks for being here today. And, you know, let's just dive into it because this is the kind I just want to dive into it, okay? Let me ask you a question. Are you the complaint magnet? Now, what do I mean by that? It's pretty self-explanatory. A complaint magnet. Now, if it's your spouse complaining to you about what happened during the course of the day, or maybe what your kids did, or something like that, it's cool. It's not a big deal. You've chosen to spend your life with this person. You've chosen to share problems and successes with that person. That's part of the job, and you've chosen it. And you've chosen it with the caveat that there's so much good with this person. There's so much positive with this person. It's overwhelmingly positive with this person. They're your favorite human being. And in addition to that, not to be indelicate, you know, you and that other person, boom, boom, jiggy, jiggy, boom, da, boom, jiggy, jiggy. And if you and someone are regularly boom, boom, jiggy, jiggy, boom, da, boom, jiggy, jigging, if you understand what I'm saying, they get more leeway than other people. If your spouse complains for a half an hour about what happened at work, right, then later on that evening when the kids were asleep, or if you don't have kids, later on that evening, you spend about an hour, hour and a half, boom, boom, jiggy, jiggy, boom, da, boom, jiggy, jiggy. That is a great payoff. It doesn't matter, right? Even if it's not the boom, boom, jiggy, jiggy, boom, da, boom, jiggy, jiggy, if you enjoy each other's company outside of the boom, boom, jiggy, jiggy, they complain, they lighten themselves, and then you see them become happy again. You see them smiling. Maybe they want you to come up with a suggestion, and then you brainstorm and you figure out a way to solve the problem, and then you see the most important person in your world happy and smiling again. That's just as good, well, not quite as good, but that's almost as good, okay, not even almost as good, about half as good, as when you listen to their problems, and then later on you boom, boom, jiggy, jiggy, boom, da, boom, jiggy, jiggy, if you understand what I'm saying. But in that particular instance, you've chosen that person and they live with you. So they're a part of you. Or if it's your kids, you know, they're a part of you. You want to nurture your kids and turn them into productive members of society. So, of course, you want to hear their problems because they're learning how to be adults. They're supposed to have problems. They're supposed to not know these things. But outside of them, sometimes you have friends that turn you into the sounding board for every complaint that they have. Every time you hang out with a specific guy, all he does, you don't even have any light moments with the dude. It's always that, you know, the kind of moment where it's, if you're watching one of those old movies where the guy's sitting at the bar, there's a piano player playing, and there's a bartender wiping the glass with that same rag for some reason. Right? And he's complaining about it. Dun, 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 and the piano player's playing. Dun, dun, dun. She's leaving you, Joe. Ding, 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 ding. She's going real slow. Ding. You know, playing that kind of crap. And the guy sitting at the bar. Yeah, I tell you, I gave everything to that woman. Glug, 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 drinking the alcohol. And she done me wrong. She stole my car. She drained my bank account. Then she drove back to the house and said, hey, I just want to make it clear that I have stolen this car and drained the banking account. And then I went outside and then she drove the car into the garage and put the money in the house and then locked me out. So now she's stolen the car, drained my bank account, and she's also stolen my house. She stinks. I can't take it, dagnabbit. Right? And you're sitting there listening to that crap. Right? And it happens in real life. You had a friends that are always complaining about stuff. Everything in the world sucks. Right? And if you have one friend like that, okay, you have one sad sack friend. All right. But what about you have a couple of friends that are sad sack friends, and they talk to each other, and they go, you know, I really love talking to S about my problems. He really has some good insights, and he knows how to keep a secret. Oh, he does he? So that friend goes away, and now your other friend who's got a lot of problems because he's a big chump as well, he now has been, you've been given the endorsement of listening to some punk problems and giving some good insight, or at the very least being a good listener to this stupid problems, right? And then this other guy catches you. She's leaving you, Joe. I'm like, oh no, not that piano guy again. That means somebody's going to come in there complaining about their stupid problems. Hey, yes, can I talk to you? Oh no. She's leaving you, Joe. Oh, I should just beat that piano guy up because every time he shows up, I got to listen to this crap. And then he complains about his boss. My boss is a real boop. And I want to go back in there and I want to boop. And he's a dirty, rotten sassafras and Jehoshaphat and sassafras. And I order that to the people at my job. I'm surprised. I thought you were going to complain about my wife. Oh, I'm going to get to that in an hour or two, because I have to talk about this for 2 hours first and then bore you with that. You know, just that's even more boring than this. But we're going to be here about 4 hours. I'm going to take a big chunk of your day talking about crap you can't help me with. And back to me complaining. And my wife, I tell you, she's nothing but a and you're sitting there listening to that crap, right? And you're going, well, I got a lot of friends. It's not really that big of a deal. Two friends out of a million. I could listen to these two guys. I don't see them that often, but we're cool, so that's okay. And I don't know what the heck happens. Apparently, these two chumps go to a meeting called People Whose Lives Suck Because They Make Dumb Choices. But we now know S. Anthony will listen to our punk problems and give us some insights, or at the very least listen to this garbage. And all of a sudden, you start getting phone calls from people. People who are normally in a good mood, and you kind of brighten up when you see them on the caller ID. Hey, Frank's calling. Hey, Frank, here's what's wrong. Oh, no. What the heck is going on? And you don't realize yet that you've been set up. You don't realize until Margaret calls. Hey, Margaret, what's going on? Everything stinks, and here's why. You got 6 hours to listen to this garbage? Oh, aha. Right? And you go, oh, somebody's on the other line. Let me see what's going on. Hey, is this S. Anthony? Yeah, hold on. Ding, 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 ding. She's leaving him, Joe. Ah, oh, now he's calling my house. Click at us. Who gave him the number? Right? Well, the problem is you want to be a kind of person that will listen to your friend's problems. Like I said, give them some insight, or just be a friendly ear. But a lot of the times you're looking at him and going, you have a spouse, man. Well, I can't complain to my spouse because she's the problem. Oh. Didn't think about that, mainly because I wasn't thinking about you people. I was trying to get some stuff done, but I can't because you people keep coming to my house and sitting at the table, drinking all my coffee and sodas and eating slices of my cold pizza and talking about your punk lives, with even though these problems are pretty simple and the kind of problems that everybody has, but everybody is not like you, a bunch of friggin' whiners who don't realize that these are just moments in the course of your life. This is nothing but a little bit of turbulence. Do you think an airplane, when it runs into a little bit of turbulence in the air, goes, oops, we're feeling a little bit of wind resistance? Time to turn this plane around and go right back. Oh, the boat's hitting some choppy water. Can't have that. Turn around. We're going back to Mexico. We're not going on that trip to Cancun. We're not going to Jamaica. None of that crap. We're going to go right back. Hell no. You know what I'm saying. Over there whining like punks. I ain't trying to hear it. But unfortunately, I like these people, so I do hear it. And then another calls, and then another calls. And I realize, because I listen, and because I'm not the kind of person that betrays confidences, and because everybody knows I don't betray confidences, they all call me to whine about their lives and their spouses and their jobs. Oh. I saw a cartoon online, and it was kind of like a, not a stick figure, but you know, it was like an outline drawing of a human body. There was no sound in the cartoon, and there was no text. It was just a guy walking down the street, and his body is just an outline. He runs across somebody. The character that he sees is another character like him, but instead of being just an outline, the intersection of him was shaded, and the shading was to indicate problems and suffering. Oh, he runs up to the guy, and the guy that's shaded in begins to unburden himself on the guy that's clear. And some of the dark coloring inside of him that indicated the sorrow and the despair and the problems and the anger started to seep into the guy who was clear, who was clean. It started to seep into him, right? And it was okay. It didn't go. It only went up to maybe his foot, maybe his ankle, maybe his knee, you know, like halfway up his calf. Not a big deal. Yeah, he's still mostly clean. And the other guy, he feels a little better. he feels a little better. And as time goes on, he keeps running across different people who are shaded in. And as he encounters each person's load is lightened a bit. Some people, their load is lightened completely, and he is taking on the bad feelings for these people because they're talking to him about him the whole time and bumming him out. And at the end of the cartoon, all these people are standing around going, yay, because the fact of unburdening to him, eventually they became clear. And the fact that he was getting dumped into, he's sitting there on a bench completely filled in with that shading that the other people didn't have. He had been listening to their crap all the time. The whole daggone cartoon, he was listening to their crap. They're unburdening their crap on him, and he feels like crap. Man, that's a load of crap. I'm so glad I saw that crap, because I went through that crap, and sometimes when I hear my friend's crap and I get overloaded with their crap, I wind up feeling like crap because of the crap they did. Crap. I like to say the word crap for some reason today. Don't judge me. Shut up and listen to the rest of this podcast, dagnabbit. And I realized that what I had become, the complaint magnet. People got so comfortable unburdening themselves to me, knowing that I wouldn't betray their confidences, that literally the second something bad happened, it was almost like, I can't wait to tell S about this. Oh, S is going to love this one. Yeah, well, guess what? S does not love that one. S has stuff to do. S has his own problems. Do you realize that sometimes when a person comes to you and complains about their problem, they don't realize that maybe you have some problems and maybe you want to unburden yourself by telling them some of your problems. But some of these chumps will tell me their problems for 14 hours straight. And then when it comes time for me to give them my comments, oh, I got to go right now. I got to take care of some stuff. Oh, right. Why, that's not nice. If I gotta listen to your crap, you should listen to my crap. Now, granted, I don't have as much crap to complain about as some of these folks, and I have more to complain about than some of these folks, but at the very least, there should be an equal crap exchange, right? Because if you really think about it, if you unload your crap on me, it can't stick to me because it's your crap. And if I unload my crap on you, it can't stick to you because it's your crap, right? That cartoon's cool and everything, but I'll be honest with you. When you unburden yourself to your friends, you complain about your wife, or your wife complains about you, or you complain about your husband, you complain about your significant other to your friends, you gotta find friends like me that know how to shut up, right? That are smart enough to hear you complain constantly about your spouse and not treat the spouse differently afterwards, because you're just venting. Sometimes people are just venting. They're not going to leave their spouse. They don't want to leave their spouse, and they definitely don't want you to start giving a cold shoulder to their spouse. They just wanted to complain. I remember being at a table with it was a comic that was complaining about his wife. It was me and another, it was a lady comic who's a friend of ours, and he's complaining to both of us, which was fantastic, because now I only had to, you know, it was like he was unburdening that crap to two different people. Once again, I knew, but unfortunately, she didn't know him well enough to realize he was just venting. She really thought that he was seriously considering dumping his wife. He was not. There's a zero. They're together now, and this happened 45,000 years ago. They're never going to break up, okay? But she didn't know that. So one day, she runs into his spouse. Now, she wasn't trying to move in on him or anything. She had her own guy that she's still with to this day, right? She only made this mistake once, but she felt it was her place to tell this woman off about the stuff she did wrong to her friend. Oh, that wasn't good at all. Oh, no. Do you know what it's like? I imagine his wife's feeling when some lady she kind of knows and knows well enough to go, hey, April, or whatever, you know. That's not her name, by the way. Hey, April, right? You know, maybe give the little fake kiss on the cheek. She know her well enough to do that. They weren't like super close, but they were cool. They had known each other. And she walks, and April walks up and blasts his wife on the street corner while she's trying to come home from shopping. And then, ooh. Oh, he said that, did he? Well, let me tell you what happens. And they get into an altercation. They didn't hit each other, but they were yelling at each other, right? And they both go their separate ways. What do you think happened to my friend when he got home? Do you think his wife was happy with him after he went and told some stuff like that? No. Right? She asked him, well, how much, who are you telling all about this business? Now he's about to throw me under the bus. Well, I told S. Anthony in April, you know how much I like S. Anthony. You got him thinking that I'm a stop the pop, baby. Oh my God. He thinks I'm a, I'm going to tell him my side. Now all of a sudden we're getting a phone call. And it's my friend's wife, who's a friend of mine as well, but we're not closest. So usually when your friend's wife calls you, it's usually like on behalf of your other friend, or if your friend's husband calls you, somebody else's wife, it's on behalf of something else. You don't stay on the phone having long conversations or anything like that. You know, you save that for when you see each other, because that's kind of, you know, a little weird, right, to some people. But she's on the phone, and all of a sudden she's talking to, well, and she's clarifying that Bill was exaggerating a bit. He was exaggerating a bit. And I'm going, okay, that's okay. And I'm sitting there wanting to choke him because he threw me under the bus. And then all of a sudden she goes, because this is what really happened. 35 minutes, 45 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. He walks into the house. Who are you on the phone with? I'm on the phone with this Anthony. Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, what's going on? I'm telling him my side. What? Put it on speaker. So now I'm sitting there. He was telling me all their personal business. She's telling me her version of all their personal business. I don't want to hear their personal business. And now all of a sudden I'm starring in an unwanted episode of S. Anthony Thomas's Couples Counseling. And she literally, because like I said, he would catch me at the bar after club, after shows, and bend my ear for an hour or two. You know, no big deal. She literally bent my ear for like an hour, for like, I'm trying to remember, because this is quite a while ago. It was at least an hour and a half. And I stayed on because, you know, because she had to basically tell her side of it. I was like, I was actually curious this time, because she hadn't been bending my ear with this crap like he had. And it was basically 70% the same. Not really that much of a big deal. You know, it was what it was. But now, after 2 hours of almost 2 hours of her talking and him beginning his thing, now, and then I said, you did not say that. You said flippity flip. I said no such thing. I said floopty floop. No, you said flippity flip. I said floopty floop. S, what do you think? And I really wanted to tell them what I thought, because once again, I have become the complaint magnet, and I'm on the speakerphone and I'm going, hey, maybe if I could help these two chumps in whatever way, just being an outside observer, maybe they'll talk to each other and I would have less people bending my ear with their stupid complaints. Yeah. So I gave them some advice. Yeah. Which is kind of weird, because they're married and I'm, you know, a single guy, but I gave them advice and they took my advice and it worked. It literally solved that monster problem that they were having, because all they needed was an intelligent human being who has no real dog in that specific fight to just give them some insight, some information from the outside, right? And it was really weird. I'd run into Bill and we were just hanging out like we used to. Fun conversations. Oh, it's great. His wife, who's a wonderful person, is also a good friend of mine. Obviously, we're infinitely more better friends now, because this is quite a while ago. But, you know, back then, we were becoming friends. And she's one of those people that likes to cook a lot. And she's really good at cooking things. So now, all of a sudden, every time Bill would run into me, are you going to see S. Anthony? Yeah. Well, give him one of my floopty floops. He would always bake stuff for me or send stuff for me. So I'm getting all these food stuffs and cupcakes and gumbo and all that crap, and she can cook. I always told her, you should open up a restaurant. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. He, 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 he. Right? And some time passes. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. I don't see Bill for a while. And then he walks into the bar and I recognize that face. He sits down. You won't believe her. Oh no. You don't believe. Here she comes now. You won't believe what he did. Oh, let's grab a table. I didn't even know they were going to be there, but they knew I was going to be there because I was usually there at that time. And we're sitting down and they pull out a notepad. What? This is what she does wrong. This is what I do. I think that. So now all of a sudden me, someone who was not trained in any of this crap, but who gave them a bit of advice a little while ago that worked out, is now all of a sudden commissioned as their marriage counselor. Well, I'm not really trained in this. Yeah, we know, but you helped us last time, so here. Oh God, this is stupid. And I look at their lists, and I realize that the both of them are idiots. I mean, they're not real idiots, but I'm just saying what they're complaining about is stupid. And I'm going, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to give them some tough love and I'm going to verbally rough them up and be really, I'm going to be slightly offensive with my advice. That way they'll get mad at me and they like me too much to end the friendship. They'll be mad at me for a couple of weeks. Then they'll come back and, you know, apologize for dragging me into this crap and it'll be fine. And I give them, so I rough them up. And you need to fuck that, but yeah, and you need to pick your pick, but yeah, okay. And if I get back up again, and in addition to that, I'm talking gibberish because I don't remember what I said to them, but I do remember the cadence and I do remember how I sounded. And back and forth. All right, you didn't have to say it like that. You know what? We're going to handle this ourselves. Yes. Unfortunately, me, the complaint magnet, when I yelled at them for being idiots, I inadvertently gave them good advice again. I see the car pull up outside the house. Oh, cool. They're both here. Cool, I like them. Maybe they're just stopping by to say, I see a notepad. Yeah. Fortunately for me, this was their shopping list. And they just came over to apologize for dragging me in to their stupid marital crap and promised to never do it again. Unfortunately, they did not promise to not call me individually and whine about each other. But I said, listen, you got 15 minutes. That's it. You got 15 minutes to vent. And that's it. I'm not sitting there for no 5 hours listening to this crap because you don't have 5 hours worth of problems. And crap, in fact, you got about 3 minutes worth of problems. Yeah, that's right. You got 5 minutes, punk. And that's it. Okay, here we go. And she did this. She did this. Yeah, well, you know what? You love her, right? Yeah. So these are kind of things you can overlook. It's not that big of a deal. And if it's really a problem, just go talk to her, okay? Yeah, you're right. Okay. Gotta go. Hello. Hey, what's going on, April? And another thing, you got 5 minutes. He had 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. You better take a deep breath and get it out quick. I gave her the same advice I gave him. She's like, you know what? You're right. He said you said that to him. Well, if you heard me say it to him, I didn't say this part. I thought this part. If you heard me say it to him, why the heck did you call me in the first place? Like I said, I didn't say that part. I just thought it. But she goes, you know, we got to stop bothering you about this. She's like, you're our friend. We should just come over and hang out and be friends. And that's it. And I said, no, I would like that because I think you two guys are great. I did say that part. And then when I hung up the phone, I was thinking, you're both a couple of dopes. Now, I know you two are listening to this podcast because you're also, in addition to being friends, you're also listeners to the show. And I have permission to tell this story. But you know what I'm talking about. You know you guys were idiots back then, and I was an even bigger idiot for listening to all of that crap. But fortunately, as everybody matured and got older, you were no longer a young couple doing stupid crap, and for some reason listening to someone even younger than you. But that's the thing, man. You got to be careful. When you become the complaint magnet, it sucks up so much of your day, so much of your time. Just like when I talked about that cartoon character, that animation, it just drags you down. And you don't need to hear that all the time. So if you are the person that listens to everybody and you're the complaint magnet, you have to make sure you carve out some time for yourself where nobody bothers you with their problems. Because if they start and you let it happen, they will not stop. In fact, they will increase their whining until they literally take up all of your day. They feel better and you get nothing done. So please, whatever you do, like I said, don't become the complaint magnet. It's okay to listen to your friends, but don't become the garbage dump for all of their problems. You dig? Okay? Now, I'm a magnet, too. I'm a magnet for people who are really cool people. So cool that after listening to this podcast, they're going to subscribe if they haven't subscribed. So cool that if they have friends that they think will like this podcast, they will tell their friends about this podcast and recommend this podcast. So cool that they will rate this podcast 5 stars any way you could rate this podcast. So cool that if they see any reference to this podcast on social media, they will retweet it, reblog it, or re-whatever. It's so cool that they will be back here on Tuesday when the next episode airs. You'll be back, right? Because I'll be back. Much love to you all, my friends. Take care, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.